Negro marijuana free, medical marijuana free, could this be the opening door to also making getting all alcohol out of the recovery zone? We may have to create another little recovery zone within the orbit of Skid Row where there can be no alcohol or medical marijuana or something like that?
Well, actually, yes. And we actually want to even go a step further with it. There are times when you're driving on a highway, you know, and you go above the speed limit, you'll get a ticket. However, if you go above the speed limit in a construction zone, then the ticket is like doubled or trebled. So we were thinking, and this is our hope, and again, we're going to fight for this. It's going to be a long fight, but we're ready for it. We want to have Skid Row defined as a recovery zone in that sense, so that if you're caught selling drugs in that neighborhood, then the penalties are stiffened, like selling drugs 500 feet from a school. You know, those penalties are stiffer. So we want to have this viewed as a place where people can actually come and get well. But we also want to see it as a real recovery zone and not so much a home zone. I mean, there are going to be some people who live in Skid Row forever. There are going to be some great supportive services, and there are some really inexpensive housing there. So, and I mean, that's great. But we also want to see people, you know, if you're shot in the leg, you go to the hospital, you get the bullet removed, and then you go home. I see a lot of people on Skid Row. I've met a lot of people on Skid Row who would like to be reunited with their families. And Skid Row is not really a family-friendly neighborhood because we just don't have the affordable housing for family units there. Mm-hmm. So I see husbands living in one building, wives in another, you know. So, but okay. I mean, but these are people who have recovered and they would like to move on neighborhood. So yes, that's definitely, it's a first step.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any more comments?
Yeah, I think it's really important, everything that you said, and that we need to create more think tanks, people sitting down and discussing. A lot of times people think, oh, if I have the money, I'll just throw $1 million at them and then that'll make everything all right. And money never solves anything. Money always goes into the wrong hands, into the wrong pockets, you know. And I see stuff all the time when I'm down there, and I want change, too. I want positive change. Mm-hmm. You know, these are human beings,
you know.
And it can be done. It's just, it's going to take people sitting down and thinking about it and bringing the community to Skid Row. Too many people are afraid to even go down there.
Yeah.
They're afraid they're going to get attacked, this, that, and the other, you know. And I try to tell them, I say, come down a couple of times and you will be cool with it. You know, there's, because like when I go to LAMP, I have to walk right through the belly of San Pedro and Six, and that's the heart of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's so many people camping on the street. You have to walk in the street to walk around and, you know.
Okay. Okay. We're winding down. I want to thank my, in studio guests, Ron Smith, Loretta Hawkins, Nick Paul, Mary Lincoln, Anna
Lindholm.
Let's spell it, I mean, pronounce it for us.
Lindholm.
Okay, and then Anna
Pepe.
Yeah. please listen to. Now, we have our concept, what we call the Lazarus Book Club. And I got two books that I want to recommend. One is called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and it tells you how this country is really put together. It's a very important book. The other one is called The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. And since the Pope is coming to the United States this month, and I think this is a very important book that you need to know the truth. It's an excellent book. The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. You would never be sorry that you read this book. It would really open your eyes. Now, a special thanks to my in-studio guests. Please listen to past shows of the Qumran Report by Googling in Qumran Report. Next week, we will continue our month-long series for Recovery Awareness Month, which is September, dealing with the concept of recovery. Thank you for tuning in to the Qumran Report. From your host, Melvin Ishmael L. Johnson, my co-host, Earlene Anthony, May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. I leave you with Herman Wallace doing A Defiant Voice.
If death is the realm of freedom, then through death I escape to freedom. Which is a quote by Fran Fanon. The title of this poem is A Defiant Voice. They removed my whisper from general population to maximum security. I gain a voice. They removed my voice from maximum security to administrative segregation. My voice gave hope. They removed my voice from administrative segregation to solitary confinement. My voice became vibration for unity. They removed my voice from solitary confinement to the supermax of Camp J. And now they wish to destroy me. The louder my voice, the deeper they bury me. I say it, the louder my voice, the deeper they bury me. Free all political prisoners, prisoners of war, prisoners of consciousness. Herman Wallace, Angle 3.